Hey guys, it is time for Ignite Your Light 2023. I want you to get excited because this is a life-changing event. Last year, I launched my very first Ignite Your Light, and I cannot tell you how many people have told me the impact that this event had on their life. So much healing occurs in our time together, and we are doing just that. We are igniting our light together. And it really sets the tone for the whole year. So you're going to want to be there. Mark your calendars. With each ticket, right now, early bird deal, you get a free ticket. So grab your teens, your spouse, your friends, and make sure and be there with me. I cannot wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hey guys, welcome back. I have recently had something happen that I've been thinking about a lot, and that is getting into our children's world, getting into our teens' world. So many parents are on another island when it comes to parents and their teens, right? Things are very different in today's world. And I find myself being that parent now where I'm like, oh my gosh, this world is so different in kids these days. Remember that saying that you would hear when you were a kid? Well, we're on different islands when it comes to parents and kids. And so this episode, I am going to give you some things to bring you back together, how we can connect with our children, and really some things to be aware of when it comes to our children. So electronics are like another language. I was talking to a mom earlier today that was telling me about one of her teens. And I asked her, I said, do you have any rules or parameters in place with your electronics and your teens? Because she has two teens. And she said, you know, we've been pretty open and relaxed with the electronics. And so, no, not really. So we got into the conversation of how we as parents are trying to manage something that most of us, generally speaking, do not know about. Like, I'll be honest, from my standpoint, it's like I'm like a two-year-old when it comes to electronics. And my kids are like, they're the adult. They're the ones that know about it. And so if I'm trying to navigate these electronics and put different restrictions on it and, you know, all of these different things as far as the electronics and going into the settings, then we're in trouble because it's not my language. It's not my forte. And most of our children these days, they're whiz when it comes to electronics, and they can undo. Many times they undo what a lot of parents go to the phone store and have the professionals put on their settings and the different things. And the kids know how to just jump through those hoops and undo those things, right? So it's really important for us to not just have rules and parameters. That's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about getting into our children's world. How can we get into their world? How can we connect with them? Because really, at the end of the day, that's what is the most important thing. When we're navigating those years of raising our children, we've got to stay in their world. We have to know what's going on with them. If we don't, we're in trouble, right? And so it is our job to get into their world, not their job to get into our world, not their job to tell us what's going on with them. If that's what we're leaving it up to, it's not going to happen. So we've got to get on their level. We have to do what we can to break down those barriers and to become aware of what's happening in their mind, in their heart, in their friend group, in their love life, in all of those things that are happening with our children. So, a couple things. Number one, who are their friends? Do they have friends? Are they alone at school? Are they feeling alone in the world? And if they do have friends, oh my gosh, you can learn so much about your child by paying attention to their friends, paying attention to things their friends say, even just driving in the car and listening, like turn off your music or turn the music on, but pay attention, right? A lot of parents just zone out and they're not really picking up on these big cues and clues. There's so many clues. And if we're paying attention, we can know whether our children are in a place that we are maybe concerned about or whether they're in a good, healthy space. And so talk to their friends. Something I recently did, my daughter had a friend over and I said, hey girls, let's go out to eat. Okay, I'm going to take the two of you out to eat. And in turn, I'll take you wherever you want to go in exchange for the tea, right? You give me the tea, which basically means what's going on in your world. Tell me what's happening. And I'll take you out to eat wherever you want to go. And boy, did they. It was really fun. And her friend was very open and told me all kinds of things. And it was really good to be able to see who's my daughter hanging out with, learn about a bunch of things going on at school. And some things are like pointless information, but some things are really good for me to understand and know. Okay. Another one is, who are their favorite artists? Ask your children this question. Who are they listening to? Who do they vibe with? My son, he is 13, and recently he was listening to an artist the other day. He had his headphones in and he was doing the dishes. And I heard him singing a song that stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, what are you singing? Because I could just hear this one word that he was repeating. And so I stopped him and I said, hey, who are you listening to? And he's like, oh, mom, it's a cool song. You know, it's like, I love it. Like, listen. And I looked at the artist and I was like, whoa, who is this artist? And so he tells me the name. I search up this artist's music and I'm like, whoa, I'm mortified that this is what my 13-year-old son is listening to. And if you are thinking, oh, well, my kid doesn't listen to music that I wouldn't agree with or messaging that you wouldn't want your child hearing, you might want to take note, because so many of the catchy, trendy songs out there, I promise, if you just take the time to slow down and look at their playlists or pay attention to, hey, let me listen to your ear pod. You walk up to them while they're listening to their headphone and just pop it in your ear and just get in their world and see what's going on there. I promise, I hope not, but most likely there's going to be things that you do not want them listening to. And it's not about living in a bubble. It's not about being that Pollyanna and everything being perfect and everything being totally G-rated. It's not about that. But as a coach, understanding mindset and like that conditioning that we talk about so much on this show, it really, really adds up. So listening to one song with really horrible lyrics that are sad or angry or painful lyrics, one time, it's not going to do anything really. So, I mean, it's going to be not a big deal, not an issue. But over and over and over again on a continual basis, and then other artists that are also maybe low vibration singing about misery and pain, it's not going to be good. Over time, it will add up and it will start to dim your child's light. It will dim their joy. It will dim their peace. Over time, it will, because it affects our wiring of our brain when we are listening to conditioning that is not good for us, not healthy for us. They've done studies on plants, on different music, and some the plants flourished, and some it killed the plants. And so it really does make a difference over time. And so just getting into those details and understanding, what is it? Who are they listening to? Who is conditioning my child? Who is it? Is the message good and healthy for them? So when I looked at his, you got to play it cool too. Here's another thing. If you freak out or you start yelling at him or you way overreact, then you're not getting into their world. You're not connecting with them. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I annoy my kids and sometimes I overreact. So I'm not saying I always handle it right, because sometimes I'm like, what the heck, right? But this day I played it pretty cool. And I was like, hey, bud, look at this guy. And I just had him look at him. And I was like, is this really who you want leading you? I mean, I looked at the guy and I could tell that this guy is not happy. I was just looking in his eyes and I could see that he's just sad and empty and miserable. And we looked up at the lyrics of his songs and, you know, I'm like, read this. Is this really what you want to be singing to the cells of your body over and over again? And he's like, no, I don't. And he made that decision. It wasn't like me saying, you can never, ever listen to this artist again. We're guiding our children and we're trying to help them become aware, so that when we're not with them all the hours of the day, that they can make good decisions. So we're not just trying to dominate them and tell them what to do, but we're trying to lead them and guide them and teach them and help them to realize that they are a deliberate creator. When you're looking at someone, this is the person's song that you're singing over and over again. Do they look like somebody you want to follow? Yes or no, right? And sometimes our kids are going to follow people we don't want them to follow, and that's their journey. And we can do what we can do, and then we got to just let it be, because we can't control, but we can do our best to guide. So look at who they're following on social media. You can find so much out about your children. You know, with electronics, it's a blessing and a curse. And the blessing of it is it's all right there. Like, you can see it all. You can see so many clues of where's your children's mind at. It's like a puzzle that's just completely put together right there for you, that if you just do a little bit of research, you can find out so much. Who do they follow on social media, and what's their history on YouTube? And just look at their searches and you can find out what's going on. What video games are they playing? And also on those video games, here's a big wake up call that I've had to become aware of, is on that platform, do strangers have access to just talk to your child freely? Like, I know some of them, like Roblox and the VR headsets, like there's just random strangers that your child's online and they're talking to them and they can choose to talk back or not. That's a little crazy, right? You think that if you're in your home, that you don't have strangers around, but if they're online, then many times they have lots of strangers flooding into their experience. So you want to become aware of that. And also, you know, what's the content of the games that they're playing? If they say words that you don't recognize, then pay attention and ask what those words are. But also, again, remember that component of being chill about it. Because our kids, they learn, if we way overreact, they learn to shut down and not tell us a thing. So we got to play it cool, parents. We got to, you know how to play the game. And so just asking questions. Some of you parents are going to know what this means. This experience, when we were at school, I was dropping the kids off and one of the kids said, oh yeah, that person's a furry. Well, what does that mean? What's a furry? And some of you are going to know this, some aren't, but it's kids dressing up as an animal, right? This isn't something that happened when I was a kid. I had no idea. Like, that wasn't in my world. And so getting into their world and just saying, well, what is that? Tell me what that is. That's something that could easily be missed, right? to where our kids could say something like that. Oh, that person's a furry. And you're like, I don't know what that means, but whatever. But if you just pay attention and you're assertive, you can start to really, really learn a lot of very interesting things that are a part of our children's culture and their world that is very foreign to parents. So I'll end with this one experience that I just had that I thought was very funny. I was at the gym with my kids, and they have a certain amount of hours that they are allotted to be on their phone in the day. And it's not necessarily like from, you know, 3 to 6 or a certain time frame. It's like, hey, if you're going to spend up your time, you can choose when that is, but then you can do your homework and your other things at the other times, but you get to choose the hours within reason. And we were walking out of the gym, and I said to my kids, I said, do you want to use up your tech time now or later? And they both grabbed their phones and handed their phone to me because they wanted to save it for later, right? And there was a mom behind us, and she witnessed both my teenagers handing their phones over to me just by me saying that one sentence. And she was like, her eyes were huge. Like, how in the world did you just do that? Like, I just did the most amazing magic trick she'd ever seen in her life. And she said to me, she goes, how did you do that? And I go, what? And she goes, how did you get your kids to hand over their phones like that? I just said to her, hey, remember, you got all the power. You got the car keys and the wallet. You got all the power. And I'm actually being serious. I know that sounds like I'm joking, and it might even sound rude, but it's true. Okay. You are the parent. You have all the power. Your kids will thank you for this one day. And if you're paying for their phone, you're driving them all over the place. You got the car keys and the wallet. You got the power. So use it. And you're using it to their benefit because you're actually looking out for them, and you're actually doing something that one day they'll thank you for. So use these tips to get into your children's world, find out what's going on in their world. Don't take it too serious as far as the pressure, because I know it can feel like, oh my gosh. I mean, I feel many times like I'm dropping the ball sometimes when it comes to letting my kids be on electronics too long, or am I allowing them to, you know, do things that aren't good for them? I'm here with you doing like navigating through this new world and these new things that we're trying to understand that are very different. And our parents had to do the same thing because our world was different than our parents' world. And it's just the way it goes, right? But don't be too hard on yourself. Don't think that you are doing it wrong and all the other parents are doing it right, because I promise that's not what's happening. We are all just trying to do the best we can, but paying attention and being assertive, but not too controlling and too up in our kids' face. It's that dance, right? And it is a dance. So sending you lots of love and supporting you all the way. I do want to invite you to come and be a part of my next event. It's going to be awesome, and it's really good for teens. Talk about connecting. It's a really great space to connect with your children. And I say 12 and up because we are reminding our children of their power, and it's a great day to set the electronics down and actually connect with our kids. So whether you want to bring your kids or not, be there. Right now, early bird deal going on. So click the link below and I will see you there March 23rd. And have a fabulous week connecting with your children. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.